slept real good. Sally Mae had a dandy bed. I mean, it was soft, but not so soft that it gave me a backache. Now, the pillow struck me as just a tad too firm. It could have been softer. But all things considered, it beat a gunny sack. Bunkin' with Slim turned out to be okay, too. He snored and talked in his sleep, but I'll take that any day over Drover's twitching and wheezing. I woke up at first light, slipped off the bed, and padded back into the living room. When Slim got up, he found me curled up in front of the stove. The house was pretty chilly, so Slim loaded the stove with wood, opened up the vent and the flue, and went back to bed to read the Cattleman magazine. After a bit, I heard him say, "Well, I'll be darned. Who would have thought that Sally Mae and Loper had fleas in their bed? Now that's one for the record books." Kinda shocked me, too. Although, I'd have to say that having fleas is not the worst flaw a person could have. I've known a lot of dogs who had them, and many of those guys were pretty solid. Still, it was a little shocking that Sally Mae had fleas in her bed. She just never struck me as that kind of woman. Well, the stove started kicking out heat, and Slim climbed out of the sack for good. He pulled on his jeans and boots and went into the kitchen. He put some coffee on to boil and took the frying pan and plate out of the icebox and started breakfast. I couldn't get too excited about sitting through another smokeout. I mean, Slim's a fine guy, don't get me wrong, but I'd already seen what he could do to a normal healthy potato and a good hunk of beef. And I figured it was about time to get back to work. I headed for the back door. Drover was still asleep. "Roll out, son, we got work to do." He sat up, cross-eyed and cock-eared, confused and disoriented. In other words, his usual good morning self. He staggered to his feet and bounced off a wall before he finally figured out where he was. Slim opened the back door for us and let us out.